Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, switching subjects. A lot of NBA for this show today, but the Wizards made a big trade, and we've got a draft tonight, and Linnell will be on our coverage tonight on draft coverage here on the station. Joining us right now is Scott Abraham from Channel 7, of course, at Scott7News on X on Twitter. You had some news yesterday. Share it with everybody as it relates to the RFK site, the D.C. Council vote, and even what the stadium may ultimately look like when it does get built.
Yeah, always glad to be on with you, Kevin. Appreciate you having me on. Obviously, you know, you're just doing some thinking. It's getting closer and closer, right, to July 15th. You know, yesterday was 3 weeks away for the proposed vote by the D.C. Council to kind of send this through to get this shovels in the ground and start building a stadium. And, you know, talking to a source of basically where it's at, what's going on, and, you know, the source believes the team is still very confident that there's going to be a path to get this done in D.C. And, you know, just some other interesting nuggets, you know, through the conversation is just from a design aspect and kind of thinking about what the stadium might look like at the RFK site. Basically, the team is not ruling out anything in terms of, like, obviously they want the roof. That's going to be priority number one. And that,
they
that
have
allows
to have a roof, whether it's retractable
correct.
Or not. You don't get a Super Bowl without it.
Correct. So the roof is but the question is it going to be a retractable roof? And that's on the table, right? So that's something that I kind of found out in terms of, you know, they're trying to figure out the cost value of that and the best place to invest the money into the stadium, because this is a heavy lift. And I think what was key that came out to my conversation was they want to make sure that they bring, like, the outside in and the utilization of glass, utilization of design, of making sure you can have those sight lines of what DC looks like. So it's still very early in the planning stages, but I found that interesting that a retractable roof is not off the table. It's in conversation. And then the other interesting nugget, Kevin, because I was curious about this, is, you know, RFK site. It's always been RFK Stadium, RFK site. What do they think about the utilization of keeping RFK in the new stadium name? And they're having conversations about that as well. Could it be Northwest Field at RFK Stadium, or, you know, and that type of scenario. So
right.
RFK, that name, is still being considered as part of the new stadium. So just some interesting nuggets as we get closer to July 15th. Obviously, everybody's kind of on pins and needles, figuring out what's going to happen with the council.
What have you heard, if anything, as it relates to the difference in price between retractable roof and an actual non-retractable roof? Because I'm under the understanding that it's a much more expensive endeavor.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but just, you know, from, you know, reading and doing my own research, not necessarily talking to the source about numbers, it's a much more big figure because of the mechanical operation and just the technological capability you would need to have that retractable roof. So that's just part of the trying to figure out, you know, where the best place to invest your money into a new stadium, the cost value, what is the benefit of a retractable roof versus a roof that doesn't retract. So can they put that money into different, you know, glass panels where almost like an Allegiant Stadium in Vegas where you still have, you know, that the glass in the end zone type deal. So they're obviously in the early stages of talking to design firms and figuring out the best course of action and how they want this to look. I know the team, you know, they've visited numerous stadiums over the past couple of years, from SoFi to Allegiant to Atlanta, trying to figure out, you know, what they did, what they liked, what they didn't like, and what fits in their own bucket. So a lot of planning right now.
So we're talking to Scott Abraham from Channel 7. So let's, you know, we had this story last week in the Post, you know, the mayor saying that the team is outraged that the city council has taken this much time to get the information necessary to, you know, and then asking for more time beyond July 15th as if that's not really a big deal to them when it is a big deal to the team. What are you hearing as it relates to if they didn't vote by July 15th? Will the team go back? Because that then the negotiation then becomes non-exclusive so that they could go back to Maryland. But are you hearing, and it sounds like you are, they're going to get this vote done by July 15th?
So that's a great question. That's a question on listeners, viewers' minds, and I totally get it. And I honestly think that in their heart of hearts, the team perspective, they're going to get this done in D.C. They feel like there's a runway in D.C. that they're going to be able to figure this out and get this done. Remember, they did the same thing, you know, the late night backdoor deals in the Congress and the land transfer. So in the last minute, midnight hour, that's kind of their M.O. So I think there's a confidence there. They're not even thinking, Kevin, down that road of like, what if, you know, this, if, you know, publicly or talking, you know, talking to media members or myself, maybe behind closed doors, they have plan A, B, and C. But I think publicly they think this is going to get done and that they're not really thinking about a plan B, plan C. They're putting all their eggs in the basket of Washington, D.C. And I understand from a commander's perspective, from a Mayor Muriel Bowser, of why they want to get this done on July 15th, because in terms of planning and booking these big events like a Final Four or WrestleMania, they need to have shovels in the ground to show them, hey, this is getting it done, and they want to put, you know, big events on the books in 2026, 2027 for 2030, 2031. So that's why this is kind of a timetable rush against time. It's all about time. The clock is chasing them, almost like radio, almost like TV. The clock is always chasing us, and the clock is chasing them in terms of July 15th, because if it gets pushed down the road, you know, kick the can down the road, that means in terms of building out their calendar, building out big events, that's going to get pushed down the road as well. So a lot of different layers to all this, Kevin.
Trust me, it's annoying right now to people like Josh Harris, Mark Guine, Mitchell Rails, you know, private sector entrepreneurs who, you know, saw this deal in the hands of the city council, you know, at the end of April, and they can't, you know, lock themselves into a room and figure this thing out in time for July 15th. It's just a different speed when you're talking bureaucracy versus, you know, guys like Harris, Ein, Rails, and probably the majority of people who are limited partners in the ownership of the team. So I hope they, you know, figure out how to get a sense of urgency and get this thing voted 7 votes yes by July 15th. So you would also, go ahead.
Kevin, to your point, sorry to cut you off. Like selfishly, and like, I would love a brand new stadium in Washington, D.C., but I also understand the other side of the coin from what Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, you know, they want to do their due diligence. They want to make sure this is the right deal for them and for the city and for the constituents and for the neighborhoods and for people that live in that area. I totally get it. There's a lot of money being thrown around, taxpayer dollars, private money. I understand the whole essence of time. But, you know, ultimately, I think if you have this stadium, a brand new stadium, an anchor for a city, an anchor for a community, taking the journalism hat off, I think the good will outweigh maybe the negative.
You know, I totally agree with that. It is their job to get the best possible deal for tax-paying citizens in the District of Columbia. Yep. The question is, why does it need to take 2.5 months or longer for them to do it? Look, you also tweeted something else out yesterday regarding tailgating. I know that's a big issue for younger fans. What would, you know, assuming this gets done and the stadium gets built in 2030, opens up, what would the tailgating situation be like down there?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The source told me basically there's going to be designated tailgating areas. So if you think of, you know, Northwest Stadium, FedEx Field days, you know, you can basically tailgate anywhere. The parking lot is an open field. I think it's obviously going to be set up a little bit differently at the RFK site. And I think there's going to be specific tailgating areas where you'll be restricted to that parking lot or to that area to tailgate. So what I'm getting at is I don't think it's going to be as vast as you've seen at FedEx Field or Northwest Stadium driving, you know, around the stadium. You see everybody park, you know, tailgating in various parking lots. I don't think that's going to be like that at all from what I'm hearing, from what's being told to me. So I think it's going to be skewed down. I don't think it'd be as vast, but there are going to be elements where people that want to tailgate will be able to do so at designated areas. So I think fans that have the belief that there's going to be no tailgating, I've been told, and I think they need to understand that that's not going to be the case, that there are going to be designated spots for tailgating at the new stadium.
All right. While we have you on, and we're talking to Scott Abraham from Channel 7, Scott is a Syracuse grad, hence a basketball fan. You have to be if you go to Syracuse. So what do you want to see the Wizards do tonight at 6-18? Do you have preferences?
Boy, I just, you know, the whole Ace Bailey conversation debate is very interesting, and just doing a lot of reading and seeing why he's doing it, what he's doing in terms of not working out or taking teams' phone calls. Normally, that would be a red flag to me, but just the upside and the talent of a young prospect. He's so young. What is he, 18, 19 years old?
Yeah. They all are, basically.
If he's available at number 6, I would love an Ace Bailey, because I think that would be an anchor, a guy you could put on a side of the billboard, you know, build a marketing around. And I think that's what Ace and his team wants. I think they don't want him to get lost in the shuffle of going to a Sixers team that has Maxey or Embiid and be, you know, the third or fourth fiddle, where you come to D.C. and you can be the dude. So if Ace Bailey is there, I think that would be fantastic for Washington, because he was obviously pegged for a top three slot, and this whole nonsense of him not working out and, you know, being difficult, I guess, for teams to work with may work in Washington's favor.
How do you think it'll work out with Terry McLaurin?
I think it's going to get done before training camp starts. I think, just the negotiating, the posturing that's been going on, and that's just been the MO the last time around when he wanted a contract extension. I think that got done early July. I think this is going to get done before training camp. The team understands how valuable Terry is on the field. That's a given, his physical traits, but you can't put a price tag on the human that Terry McLaurin is in that locker room, in the community, how he is as on the microphone, is almost like a spokesperson for the team a lot of times, when just how well he talks publicly. He's just a rare breed of an athlete, of the talents he shows on the field and the leadership he shows in the locker room, in the community. And when it just shows you, when he has a serviceable quarterback, a very good quarterback like a Jaden Daniels, look at the type of numbers he can produce. So I think it's going to get done. I think that magic number is probably going to be $30 million. I think that's the marker. And ultimately, I think it's going to get done before training camp starts.
How long have you been in town for? How long have you been at Channel 7?
Yeah, 2016. I got here January 2016.
Wow.
So it'll almost be 10 years. So I've seen a lot with that franchise. And it's been – last year was awesome, Kevin. It was – you know, I've always – I've said it publicly, and I may have told you before, I wish I could experience what RFK was like. And I never had that opportunity. And obviously I've seen videos and clips and stories from, you know, former Washington legends, what it was like being there and playing there. And I wish I could experience that. And to see that kind of come to fruition on a smaller scale last year, and see the excitement, how the town and the city just got captivated around this NFC championship birth, that last year was a lot of fun, and I want more of that. So I'm really excited about this upcoming year and years to come with this regime and Jaden under center.
I think you've told me this before. You're from upstate New York, right?
Yes. Yep. Utica, New York.
Yep.
I went to Syracuse. So yep.
Were you a Bills fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Long-suffering Bills fan, Kevin. So my childhood was those four Super Bowls. I was born in 83, so I was, what, 7, 8, 9, 10? Those four Super Bowls. So Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, they're my heroes. So I'm hoping one day, you know, I could experience the Eagles did, you know, maybe winning that Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, they're still near dear in my heart. But, yeah, I was a Bills fan growing up.
All right, one last one on this team, because you've been here now and you've experienced the absolute worst.
Yeah.
All of it, but last year got to be a part of, you know, this resurrection season. So entering year two of Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn and company, what are you most confident about as it relates to this team, and what concerns you?
Most confident is the offense. I think they're going to be putting up points. I think they fortify that offensive line. They got more weapons in terms of Debo, and you have the Swiss Army knife, the capabilities that he can bring. And I think the offense is going to score points. They're going to be moving up and down the field. I'm not worried about a blueprint in terms of slowing down Jaden. I love the fact they have the continuity, the coaching staff returning, especially in that, you know, offensive room with Cliff Kingsbury and Tavita Pritchard and David Blau to help with the growth and development of Jaden. The offense is going to be terrific. They're going to be just fine. I think the key to the offense is going to be the running game from running backs. Too many times last year, Jaden Daniels led the team in running. I want to see Brian Robinson Jr. have a monster year, stay healthy, and really take hold of that backfield being at a contract year. I think B-Rob is one of the key layers, the key element to the offense. My big question mark, maybe concern, and I think that's been talked about at nauseam from media members, radio, TV, is the defense. I don't think necessarily they got better. And last year they had plenty of warts. Who's going to stack the quarterback in terms of you got to, you know, make up the loss of Fowler? who was the leading sack getter for Washington. Will Frankie Louvu be more of a pass rusher? How will the secondary look in terms of the new pieces? Jeremy Chinn gone, Benjamin St. Juice gone. So who's going to fill those roles of Trey Amos and Will Harris? And then the defensive line, obviously Jonathan Allen gone. They brought in some bigger bodies to stop the run. So the defense is going to be my concern, my question mark. I don't want to shoot out every game. I don't want a 42-35, you know, type of game. You know, might be exciting for fans, but I want to see some more from the defense, and that's going to be my big question going into 2025 here.
Thanks, Scott, for doing this. Good information on the stadium. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon. Thanks, Jeff.
Scott Abraham, everybody. When we come back, the Philly Voice, that would be the PhiladelphiaVoice.com, just put out a story, 10 reasons the Commanders will be a dumpster fire this season. This should be an entertaining read. Let's do it together when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.